The Victorian Form Preview for cupweek2020.com.au. Discover your Cup Week experience at your virtual Melbourne Cup Carnival headquarters. Now on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Cranbourne today. It is a good four. The rail's out seven for the entire circuit. Mark Hunter, as he does each and every Thursday, is here to find us all the winners. Good morning, Mark. How are you, mate?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
What do you make of today's meeting at Cranbourne?
I think it's a pretty tough day. Cranbourne's probably not one of my happy hunting grounds. It's a track where really momentum's the key. You can't be held up. It's a tight little turning there. And look, well, there's a few value runners through the day. Hopefully one or two of them can lob and we can show a profit.
All right. What do you make of the circuit? How does it normally race when the rail's out, say, 7 metres like it is today?
I would rather be up on speed on 9 times out of 10 at Cranbourne. It tends to race as a bit of an on-speed track usually.
All right. Well, let's see if Lloyd Kennywell can help us out with a winner today. He joins us. Hey, Lloyd, how are you, mate?
I'm good, boys.
That is good. You only got the one runner today, but it's a nice chance. Pouvoir Dessoir goes around in race number 3. The Puissance de Lune mare, who has performed really well at only 4 race starts, gets its chance to win today. Is today the day, do you think, Lloyd?
Yeah, I hope so. She's actually been set for this race. She had a little let up and then had a run the other day as a pipe opener, and I think it's a perfect race for her. She's Vobis Gold qualified, and I'm pretty happy with the barrier girl, actually, because she'll just get back and have cover, and she, as Mark said, momentum is the key, and hopefully she can just have one sweeping run into it. I thought it was a perfect sort of race for her, and just hoping it's not leader biased.
Well, that's the one query, I suppose, because she is a mare that likes to relax in her races.
Yeah, absolutely. She showed good form at her first couple of runs in good quality races, and I thought this was probably a little bit of a dropping grade. And like I said, she's peaked for today and perfectly ready to go, so hopefully we can get the money.
All right. Is she a horse that you think has got enough potential to be continually progressing up to city standard?
Yeah, I would think so in time. She was obviously by Puissance de Lune, so she just needed that little bit of time early. So I would think after she probably sort of gets put away after this preparation, I think she'd be better for it next prep, that's for sure.
All right. Well, we'll be following you in today. Is there anything over Cup Week we can look ahead to?
You've got a couple of there going there. I reckon Trader is in tomorrow night at Mooney Valley. If he gains a start, he can run extremely well. If not, he goes to Cup Day. And, there's a couple there floating around that I think will be in the market, that's for sure.
All right. I see you've got a 2-year-old entered in the Maribyrnong plate. Is that running?
Yeah, he'll
Marine
go there.
Marine 1?
Yeah, he'll go there.
Go all right, or...?
Yeah, he's a nice colt. He's a nice colt. He's jumped out well leading into it. Probably like most of the 2-year-olds that'll be going there, he's jumped out in good order, and he's progressive colt, that's for sure.
All right. We might take the tip with what wasn't said rather than what was. Good luck today, Lloyd.
Thanks, mate.
Lloyd Kennywell. He's a good trainer when he's got one. Mark that name down. Maribyrnong on Tuesday. Marine 1, owned in the Aussie Kia colours as well. All right, let's get into the first race today at Cranbourne. And we kick off proceedings at 1:30 today, and it's the Varley Tony Logan. Fillies and Mares maiden over 1,200 metres. We can take out 4 and 10. Ain't She Cute for Charlotte Littlefield is the favourite at $3.50. Quality Diamond at $4.80. And Fear Her, I should say, is at $4.80. So this is a first up or second up today. No Nay Never Filly for Charlotte Littlefield. Ain't She Cute? And it's been backed into $3.50. What do you think of the favourite in the first, Mark?
Got a chance, Michael. It's just got that wide gate to overcome. It's my second pick. In a really even race, I thought number 8, X-Lady, trialled well enough to say it can run well here. It looks like it will be strong. The 1,200 metres should suit. To beat number 7, HEQ, who went OK last time. It was pretty comfortably beaten, but went OK. Maybe fitter for that run. Number 2, Frazzled, we haven't seen for a month. It made good ground on debut at Bairnsdale. And 11, Fear Her, was well fancied there first up at Pakenham on soft ground. Just weakened late. Fitter, getting back on top of the ground, can improve also. It's an even start to the day, 8-7-2-11.
8-7-2-11 in the first. Race number 2, a maiden over 1,600. Take out 3 and 8. Be Curious is the favourite at $3.40. Flossing $3.80. Hopkins, $7. And then we're out to Timely Manor at $7 as well. So there's two that are fighting out favouritism here. Be curious on Flossing, Mark.
Yeah, I might be on the wrong trend with the stable mates here, but I thought number 7, Hopkins, was the best of the bus and young horses. It comes off a debut with Bendigo, and which I think is the best form race for a race like this, and it kept working the line really well. I think the mile will suit. Scratchings have certainly taken some chances out of the race, and I'm happy to back Hopkins each way. To beat number 2, Be Curious, who was a good debut, a little bit flat-footed, but really picked up a bit late between horses, should be suited by the mile. 5, Flossing, went okay, got a nice draw, will be fitter. And maybe number 9, Tim Lee, next best, who went back on debut. They sent it forward in the worst ground last time, but it does show some ability. 7, 2, 5, and 9.
7, 2, 5, and 9 in the second. Race number 3, the 4-year-old maiden over 1,600 metres. We can take out 5 and 11. Not for Izzy is the favourite. Carlene Heffler had a good winner for Enver Yusufovic yesterday. Rides it, and it is $2.90. Pouvoir de Soir, that good push from Lloyd Kenningwell's at $5. Blacktown at $8. And then we're down to Tallymo at $8.50. Who do you like in the third, Mark?
Yeah, I'm with Lloyd's horse here, number 12, Pouvoir de Soir. He made a good point of getting back and having momentum around Cranbourne. You can win the race that way, coming 3 wide, gradually improving, and just having clear air. And that's the way this race should set up for this horse. To beat number 8, it's Trumps, who was okay last time, got the blinkers going on and Callow going on, should help. I think 6, Golden Rod, will be fitter for that run, will be up on the speed. And 7, Handsome Fighter, who's had a few goes now for Sean Matrick, hasn't been far away, has got some chance at odds. Just thought the favourite was a bit of unders here. I'll go 12, 8, 6 and 7.
12, 8, 6 and 7 in the third. Race number 4, over 2,060 metres. It's a maiden. Take out 1, 6, 7 and 12. And this is the shorty of the day, Prince Romanée. And we spoke to Matt Kamani earlier in the program. Unlucky last start. He's hoping it'll be a bit more genuine today and race a bit more straight. And if it does, it should be winning. Marie de Lune's given a chance, though. The second favourite at $4.40. And then you're out to $12 for next best in the market. Is $1.40 too tight here? Or is this a clear-cut favourite, do you think, Mark?
Oh, look, it's too tight for me and you, Michael. It was a good thing before the scratchings. It was decent odds before the scratchings. I think it will go forward. It'll take up the lead. As you said, it cost itself the race last time just doing a sudden right-hand turn at the top of the straight. So as long as it doesn't display those traits again, it should lead and it should win. Number 8, Marie de Lune, looks a standout for the Quinella. It's a good gate. It's getting fitter. It's going to get a great run behind them. Take your pick after that. Maybe 11, Tina Sparkle, whose last two have been ordinary but gets back on the dry. And 9, Pierella. Hasn't done a lot, but getting out to 2,000 metres here for Philip Stokes from a good gate might run a place. 13 should win, 8 should run second, 13, 8, 11 and 9.
13, 8, 11 and 9, the 13 and the 8 standouts in race number 4 at Cranbourne. It's 4 of 8 down, we'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be the quaddie legs at today's meeting.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at today's meeting at Cranbourne with Mark Hunter. We are up to race number 5, which is a benchmark 64 over 2,060 metres. No scratchings in this race. Zooey's Comet is the favourite at $4.80. Sir Harold, $5. Lindelani is at $5.50 and Pinner at $7.50. It looks an open start to the quaddie here, Mark.
Yeah, we're taking 6 in the quaddie, Michael. I'm going to tip number 7, Pinner. Look, its best form would win, but you are taking it on trust. First two runs back from a spell were good. It went like a hurdle last time. It's had time between runs. If it runs to its best, it'll pick these up and beat them. To beat number 1, Zoe's Comet, who's had a couple of goes now for Sean Matrick, 3-kilo claim. Go forward on the speed, be hard to run down. I think 9, Epsom Days, is one of the value chances in the race. It's had the two runs back there, been okay. And 10, Lindelani. Certainly got the ability to win a race like this. It's a great setup. Luke Nolan, Barrier 1, you can just see it weaving its way through and hitting the line. In an open race, I'll go 7, 1, 9 and 10.
7, 1, 9 and 10 in the first leg of the quaddie today. Race 6 is a Class 1 over 1,600 metres. We can take out 4. Chief Altony is the favourite here, and it's into even money for Alexander Ray. Hasn't missed a place from 5 starts. New choice looking for 2 in a row is at $3. Abiding for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, $6.50. Bagolini is at $6.50. They're the four under double figure odds in race number six, Mark.
Yeah, I'm going to tip a new choice, number three. I think it will be the first leader down on the fence. It's the model of consistency. It will run the trip. It'll go forward and give you a great side. The one that might be following it through here is number five, Baglioni, who will get better as the races get longer. It's got gate one. You can just see it poking through and poking through, getting clear and being strong late. One, Chief Beltoni, it can win. I think it's short enough odds. Just has to prove itself at the mile. And little roughy, number seven, Ackhurst, whose form looks terrible on paper. It basically just followed them around last time. I think it is going better than what it reads. If the race sets up okay for it, it wouldn't shock to see it finishing off. I will go 3, 5, 1, and 7.
3, 5, 1, and 7. Race number six, a Cranbourne. Race number seven is a benchmark 64 over 1,000 metres. Take out 9 and 10. Our Musketeer is the favourite for Jerome Hunter. It's at $2.80. Smart Design, $4.40. Has been in ripping form for John and Chris Ledger. Finesse Tess at $6. Thorndor, $7. And then we're down to Windforce at $7.50 as well. Few chances in the market, but it's a firm favourite here, Our Musketeer.
Yeah, there's a few chances. I'm just hoping they drive each other insane up front. And I'm with number 11, Finesse Tess, who I think on her best form would pick them up and win. She hasn't had much go right this campaign. She's sort of been in races that haven't really suited or been ridden close in races that have suited run-ons. Now, it's just whether she's got the freshness in her legs here for the 1,000 metres. It'll be back. They'll be going hard. If it's fresh enough, it can steam over the top and win. To beat number four, Smart Design, who's a fast horse. It'll give them something to worry about up on the speed. It'll be hard to run down. Five, Thorndor, coming off a break. It's got ability. It's got an average record, but it's trialled well enough. And three, Our Musketeer, who's going to be subjected to pressure here, but we'll be there for a long way. Looking for 11 to get over the top here. 11, 4, 5 and 3.
11, 4, 5 and 3. Finesse Tess at some value around about $6. That brings us to the last, which is a Class 1 over 1,300 metres. We can take out 2, 7, 9 and 13. Toffee Doll's the favourite here at 3.80. Independent Road, 5.50. Make it quick. 5.50, Deep Breath is at $6.50. And Mick Price did give his runner Ringfort an each-way chance when we spoke to him this morning. That $14 and $4 a place. Who do you like, Mark?
Well, this is my roughie for the day. Michael, number five, Mandragorian. Had the two runs back from a spell. It had trolled terrific going into that first up run. First up, just bowled around at the back, got hopelessly held up. The race was over, and it finished the race off well in the worst ground. Second up, out the back, mile out of the race, but hit the line quite nicely. It's fitter. It gets the 1,300 metres. Massive plus here, Billy Egan jumping on board. Just looking for it to get into that three-wide train where they can win at Cranbourne. And I think it's huge odds. It's got a winning chance to beat number 10, Toffee Doll. Had a couple of goes from that, Laurie. They've been okay without raving. I'm not sure the horse is going at its absolute best. 12, Ringfort. I can see why Mick Price gives it a chance. Gate 1, bombed the start the other day. And one, Independent Road, is the best horse in the race, tried okay, just needs another win on the board. I think 5 is not hopeless here. 5, 10, 12 and 1.
5, 10, 12 and 1. And Mandragonian is at $15 and $4.20 the place. A lovely value way to end the day at Cranbourne. All right, Mark, let's get your best, your player of the day and the quaddie. Before we get your quaddie numbers, I do have a piece of audio from Robbie Griffiths, who's got Our Chevalier in the first leg of the quaddie, race number 5. Currently a $10 pop. Let's hear what Robbie had to say.
Yeah, he was good last start. He was given a terrific ride, Damien Lane, and you know, so this is quite an open race, and he's certainly in the mix. I think that it's too open a race to be any more confident than that half in saying that. So I think that he's in the mix, and I think that you've got to have an each-way ticket on him, but I don't think you can be any more confident than that. He was very good in that race, and if he can do that again, first run at the 2,000 was solid for a race like this, and hopefully he can go one better. But he's well. And if he can emulate that performance, I'd like to think that he can give us a good run today.
All right, so he's around about $10 an each way play with Mickey Walker on board Our Chevalier, race number 5. So where do we go for the best today, Mark?
Well, we'll steer away from the shorty. That's nothing clever. We'll go race 2, number 7, Hopkins is the best for the day at a bit of odds. The value runner, race 8, number 5, Mandragorian. Quaddy could pay a bit today, so we'll go wide. First leg, 1, 5, 6, 7, 9 and 10. into 1-3-5, into 3-4-5-11, and come home with 1-5-10-12-14-17. Play of the day, we're going to play an all-up. We'll go each way, race 2, number 7, Hopkins, into win race 4, number 13, Prince Romany.
Good on you, Mark. Best of luck. Have you got an early thought on the Derby on Saturday?
I think if Hit the Shot has any luck in that first 200 metres from that barrier, that it's an each way special.
Ooh, I like it. Anything else jump out from Derby Day's card?
Asar should win the first race, and I thought Nonconformist had a good little value chance later in the day.
Good luck, Mark.
Thank you.